Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Today we have a very special guest who just put out a new single. So welcome to Fraser Ross. Fraser, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, Becca. How are you?
I am well as well, thank you.
Wonderful.
So you've just put out a new single, Thunderhead.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about what sparked you to write this song?
I was traveling through America, through the West Coast, and I'd ended up in this place in Montana called actually the Thunderhead Artist Refuge.
Cool.
And it was just like this place in the middle of this national forest, also, you know, like pine forest. And basically the kaupapa of it was that we'd build cabins during the day, like do some building, which is my other trade, and then we'd just have these massive bonfire and big jams around the fire every night, and there was all these great musos from around the world and around America there. And
wow.
Just on the second to last night that I was there, someone showed me a new tuning on a guitar, and then I just sort of came up with a song, which is like a to a diary sort of song. And yeah
that's such a nice souvenir from travel.
Yeah it really reminds me of the trip. It's great, like all the little places I went.
Yeah,
sort of like name drops all the states that I went through, and I can just sort of recollect the trip probably much better than if I didn't have a song documenting it.
Yeah, that's very cool, very good use of songwriting. So you wrote the song in that context. Can you tell us a little bit about who you worked with to produce the song and get it out into the world?
I recorded it at the surgery in Wellington, which is Dr. Lee Preble.
Sweet.
Who is a legend. And then just my band of Wellington musicians who are all excellent people, and we just sort of, I don't know, had a few jams a while back, and you know, it's just, you just go into a recording studio and then you whip it out.
Yeah.
And there it is, a new song. I don't know if I can make it sound any more interesting than that, sorry Becca.
No, that's great. That's good that it was, that sounds quite fun and quite painless, which is, that's definitely a positive.
Yeah. I mean, it's the funnest way, I reckon, you know, just go into a studio and then try to do as much of it live as you can, and then a couple overdubs and pow-pow.
Yeah. So for the kind of final product of the song, did you have any sort of sonic inspirations, like artists or that you listened to or referenced for the kind of sounds and genre you were going for?
No, because I'm not that professional, but I'm going to do that in the next one. Because I always just go in there and it's just like, what should we do? But I don't have any of those. I think it's a really good way to record, like what you're sort of hinting at there, where you're like, maybe if we try to make these drums sound Fleetwood Mac-y and then, you know, bass, like, you know, X, Y, and Z. I think that's a great way to go. No, we just sort of all came out. And then eventually I was like, oh, shit, that actually sounds like quite derivative of a Dylan type song. So
are you a Dylan fan?
I am a Dylan fan, yeah.
Well, maybe you're doing it and you don't even know it.
Exactly, I think that's what it is, yeah, and I'm just really blowing cover on my influences there. But
that's good.
You know, it is what it is.
Dylan influences everybody, so
yeah.
He's a
beast, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the best.
He looms large.
Definitely, definitely. So you would have spent a bit of time in the studio. Did you have a favourite studio snack to keep you fueled?
Did you say favourite studio snack?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, my go-to snack is carrots and cashews.
Carrots and together or separate?
Yeah. Separate, like you keep a carrot, like a pure whole carrot, and then also just a bag of cashews, and you just sort of like take a bite of carrot, eat some cashews. And I think it's the complete meal, because it's like it's sort of carbs in the carrot and a few sugars, and then the cashews are quite fatty And maybe there's some protein in there too. And anyway, I just feel like it is the crack meal. Like,
that's a very healthy studio snack. That might be the healthiest we've had.
Yeah, is it? I don't tend to like processed-y snacks because they always make me tired. Eventually, you know, you just go up for about 15 minutes and then you're like, why did I eat a bag of Twisties? Muppet.
Can't beat a carrot and a bag of cashews.
Carrot and cashew, though. Yeah, that could be my great contribution to, you know, Kiwi cuisine.
I might try that next time I'm in the studio.
I fully endorse it. It's really good if you're on the road. It's good everywhere.
It's easy. Just go into the supermarket, grab a carrot, grab a bag of cashews.
100%. Just two things. I mean, cashews, to be honest, though, they can make you need to remortgage your rental deal these days. But
no, that's good. Treat yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you've been healthy to your body. It all comes back in the end.
Yeah.
You save on vet bills. Doctor bills,
probably. Vet bills.
Vet bills, yeah. If you can't afford a doctor, shit. If you're going to a vet for your health issues, it's
maybe you need to eat more cashews.
So if it doesn't come to that. Yeah, totally.
So you are based out of Christchurch, yes?
I am.
So some of my personal favourite New Zealand music comes out of Christchurch. So I wanted to know if you have a favourite local Christchurch act. You can say yourself if you would like.
Yeah, I was just going to say myself, Becca. Jesus. At the moment, I'd say Yurt Party.
Oh, yeah. They've just been down
here.
Have
you come across them? Yeah. Yeah, they were there this last weekend, were they?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. They're just so fun. And just, like, going to their gigs, they just have such a great live atmosphere, I think. And, they're all good lads. Yeah. Actually, Thomas, the drummer from Yurt Party, played on Thunderhead.
Oh, cool.
But he played Mellotron.
Of course.
Not the drums. Yeah, the drums, were... Do you know Olivia Campion plays in that band, Yumi Zuma?
I know the band, but I do not know...
You know the band? Mm. She's the wonderful drummer from Yumi Zuma. She played the drums on that. But yeah, Yurt Party, that is my go-to at the moment.
Awesome.
If you get a chance to see them live,
Yeah. Brother. Sounds like you're surrounded by a lot of really cool musicians.
There's lots of great music here. Also, Hannah Everingham, she's another friend who's like... producing some really wonderful music.
Yeah.
And Amelia Grinnell. I think they've both actually got albums coming out this Friday.
I'll have to write down all these.
Talking to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's so many cool things. Sam Bambury. Yeah. It's a good scene here, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And it's really friendly and,
It's good. It's good in the South Island, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. No. Lucky us.
So you've just put out this piece of work.
Yep.
What is next for Fraser Ross?
Fraser Ross is releasing an album, actually, on March 22nd.
Amazing.
Which is, 2 weeks away-ish?
Yep.
Yep, which is also called Thunderhead. This is the title track of the album. Yeah, so that comes out in a couple of weeks, and that'll be... Oh, it'll be just nice to have that out.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably do some touring. I'm just organising a tour at the moment.
Very cool. Dunedin dates on that tour?
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out, what's the name of that cool little place that people play at the moment? Is it Maggie's or something?
Yes, Maggie's is great.
Yeah, it's quite good for the folky.
Yeah, we've got
thing.
Some cool ones.
Yeah, because now that Dogs is no longer there.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yeah. It was the place that I'd been to like the last 3 or 4 times I've been down there. Mm. So. There'll be a little bit of that.
Thank you so much for chatting about the song, and we look forward to hearing the album and seeing you here on tour.
Right on. Well, thank you for the yarns as well, Becca, and I hope you have a lovely day down there.
Yeah, you too. Coming up next, we have Frank on Tap with Wire Talk on Radio 1 91 FM.
candles, but can we go back? They say we won't. I know we won't. When I think about it too much, it's too.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.